Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to The Soul Connection on Blog Talk Radio. It's spirituality simplified, conversations on conscious living, featuring your hosts, Bettina Goodwin and Eric Cerrone.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Bettina. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Eric. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. I was, forgive me for being just in here under the gun. I went to upload Skype, and it needed to update, and it took a ridiculously long time. And with each passing minute, it felt longer and longer as we're getting closer and closer to showtime. And I start playing with my hands. It's funny, these things you do to relieve stress when you're in a moment, and it could actually probably be a decent topic sometime. It's like when you're starting to feel this anxiety, and you're like, you know, people are waiting on you, or you know that you're getting close to. Usually, it revolves around time, I guess. It can be. Brought on by other things, I start like interlocking my hands, I notice, and I start like rubbing my hands, doing all these like self-soothing things to just wait while you have no control over some external thing that is interfering in your plans, or your best laid plans.
Absolutely, yeah, I can imagine. I've never really paid attention to those kind of things that I do, but I'm sure I have many of them as well, but and it's funny when you have a deadline. It seems like getting to that deadline seems to take so much longer when something like that happens. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, how time starts to elongate. It's so funny how sometimes, like, 30 seconds when you're just really, like, pent up can feel longer than an hour and a half when we're doing or planning these shows together sometimes, or doing anything that you're fully engaged in or enjoying, and time just flies by, and then sometimes 30 seconds seems like, you know, like that, you remember that 30 seconds, like, when you're a kid before, like, recess, like, you'd be done your work, your books would be closed, but the teacher would still make you sit in your desk for, you know, organizational sake. And you'd watch those big clocks above the door, and they would tick those last like 35 seconds, and it would just like, you just wait, you just sit there and wait, and each second seemed longer than the last.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah.
I noticed that when I...
Recess. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I noticed that when I'm going places, it always seems to take longer to get there than it does to come home, especially if you don't know where you're going. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I always noticed that with vacations, because we never flew as a family. Whenever we would go somewhere, whether it was like to a cottage or to some like place that we rented, it was always, you know, the 6-hour drive down to like the tip of Pennsylvania would just take forever. You'd be so anticipatory and excited about getting there. And then the ride home was just a blink of an eye, and you were back home already.
Yeah, exactly.
So how was your week?
It's been good. It's been good, on another learning curve, because my meditations are all ready to go, and so now I've been learning about sites where you can upload them and sell them through different, it's like a distributor. So I've been learning about that. I've been learning about the process of duplicating CDs, because I've been looking for a company that will create CDs for me as well that I can sell, and getting quotes and things like that. And it's all been really interesting, but it seems like everything I take on, there is another learning curve. So I'm sort of I've gone beyond my level of knowledge that I've had previously. And so it seems like all the new things I take on seem to be a pretty big learning curve for me. And it's time. It does take quite a bit of time, because you're on the internet and you're searching different things and doing a lot of reading and researching and emailing back and forth. And yeah, so it is time consuming, but I have had the time recently to do it. So that's pretty good. But it's the beginning of, you know, having products on my website, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's that whole like that self-learning thing where it's you know, it's sometimes, you know, it's funny. I just think of this actually on I was in a, driving home this afternoon, and I was just thinking back to like some things that I saw. It's probably an embarrassing thing to tell, but as I was driving home, there was this work truck, and it was towing a trailer with a whole bunch of, you know, like maintenance things, like trucks and lawn care equipment and stuff like that. And this truck was being towed. It was pulled over by a police officer, and it was being towed by a tow truck. So, I mean, maybe something wasn't up to code or what have you, or who knows what was happening. But I remember one time I was in Toronto. And doing work. This is about 12 years ago, and I had this like long car. I had like four guys in the car, and I was driving, and I had this big like honking trailer that me and my dad built together. It was like full of like plywood, and then I had like all the materials and ladders and stuff we needed. Like, I mean, we were pretty much taxing this. You know, I was 21 and or 20 or something like that, and you know, bare bones, but trying my best to produce a whole bunch of income in a day and get out there into the world. And I think my trailer sticker or my trailer wasn't registered properly or something. Anyways, I got pulled over, and this is like in like middle of Toronto, so like, you know, the traffic situation is already dire, and you got pulled over with all these guys in the truck or all these guys in the car, and we actually had to get a tow truck come out, and he had to tell me because I apparently wasn't street legal. And then so these guys, like, it was like me and like two of the guys in the tow truck, and then two of the guys just ended up taking the TTC home. And, you know, I had to go to whatever it's called in Canada, the DMV, whatever. And I had to go and sort out my sticker or my licensing issue with my trailer. And, you know, like my two workers with me, it's like the middle of the afternoon. I remember the cop had to go out into the middle of an intersection and, like, stop traffic because, I mean, the tow truck, my long car, and the trailer, like, there was no way we could turn into an intersection. So the cop escorted us with his lights on. There's like this big thing, and you know, wow. I'm just out there just trying to. The point being, like, it is a little bit a big production, but like when you're first going out there and learning all these things and not knowing, you know, I had a business and it was like all these extra rules you have to follow and all these kind of things, and you just don't know, and you're just out there trying to get your stuff out there into the world and trying to contribute and trying to earn an income, and sometimes you make these false steps, and it's so funny that you bring that up because I just wrote, this is like an hour ago coming home, I saw a situation that reminded me, and I had a good chuckle to myself about that time where it was like embarrassing, and it was a big, obviously you had to cancel jobs, and it's just, you just don't know, you know, just these things you go through, and you just teach yourself, and, you know, it's kind of a comical and self-deprecating story, but it's so true in so many aspects of life, whether it be, you know, getting our CDs onto our website, or whether it's just, you know, encountering like a new type of relationship that we're trying, or, you know, like maybe we're having like a really wonderful deep relationship, and it's the first time we're in it, and we realize the mistakes that we make, and it's just this wonderful thing about, and there's so many things that come into play as far as like forgiving oneself, and, you know, just laughing along with your learning process, you know, the things you're not necessarily taught or mentored in. And you have to strike out on your own, and sometimes use the there are some you do make missteps, and they're almost inevitable, and things seem to take longer and are more complicated than you picture it in your head. But it all really is just worth it, and it's one of these like beautiful experiences. Well, in a moment it was like, oh my God, I look back on it and I'm kind of proud of myself for, you know, expanding myself, and even though I screwed up and I messed up, but you know, if I didn't step out of line, if I didn't step and push myself, you know, of course I wouldn't have been slapped back down a little bit in some areas, but I also wouldn't have expanded the way that I did. And I just find it like it's a ubiquitous example for so many things in life where we try to extend ourselves, and sometimes we hold ourselves back by never wanting to step outside. And maybe it's not the best example to encourage people that, you know, sometimes you're going to make mistakes, but you're just going to – it's just part of life. And there's no, like, good or bad, or nobody's, like, you know, you're not going to get in, like, massive trouble by doing anything that's a little bit out of the ordinary and stepping outside your comfort zone. But, you know, once you do, and – those many times it works without any problem, but the times that it doesn't, it's all just learning, and basically that just be kind to yourself and understand and don't judge and be so hard when you, you know, go to expand yourself. These things are inevitable, and they're just part of learning and part of life, and we're all better off for it.
Exactly, and you know, I mean, you're going to have every time you undertake something new. You are going to have that learning curve, and you know, you could very well just stay sheltered in your little world that you're in now, but But where would you grow, right? How would you learn to expand? And for me, it's been at times it's actually been tedious, but in the end, I'm so excited because I'm going to be able to get my meditations out there after working on them for it's been 6 months that I've been working on them and getting all the music together. I had someone doing the music, but working with him and just getting everything to a place where it's really good. And there have been some missteps. I mean, I had to re-record every meditation because when I listened back to them, the quality wasn't very good and I was talking too fast. And so I had to really look at that and go, well, you know what? It's going to take me some time, but it's going to be worth it in the end. And I've learned something from the experience. So, yeah, I think to be open to whatever comes. And, I mean, you probably learned a lot in that one, just that one experience about business, about, you know, the Department of, what is it, MTO? Ministry of Transportation.
MTO, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm sure you learned a lot about that and you know, all sorts of other things. And it's good. I think it's good because I think learning helps us to grow. And we can look at it as a setback or we can look at it as just another step in moving forward in a bigger way.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, it really, you know, whether it be like in a business thing like that, and then I don't make that mistake again in the future. But also, it adds to for me this layer of confidence that I can reproduce something very similar to it in the future. You know, where I know how then things work. You know, and there's, you know, if we want to step outside, you know, like sometimes I think if we look around us, we can certainly see, you know, like intergenerational. It's commented all the time in social commentary where, like, if your parents don't teach you and the school system, you know, doesn't teach you, how are you supposed to know, you know, as a child growing up or as an adult, you know? And it's like, and that's not just the case with, like, some, like, whatever, tedious paperwork when it comes to having a trailer being properly roadworthy or whatever. It has to do with things with, like, you know, like, if my parents, you know, broke up when I was six, and they weren't really loving to each other, and then both of them went through a series of relationships, or, you know, my dad never was, you know, open with love, or my mom never, you know, kissed us goodnight, these things, and then, like, how am I supposed to go on and have kids and have relationships, you know, if I'm not told, or if I'm not shown how to, you know, become beyond my experiences growing up. It's these things where it's like, you know, where if you're able to expand beyond yourself and be able to go out on a limb and have a beautiful relationship or have a beautiful experience, you know, whether it be career-wise, be the first person to go to university and go, you know, and succeed in an industry that you're passionate about, all these things, you know, it just adds to this wonderful confidence that you have in your life moving forward. And I think that it just makes you a more powerful creator every time that you step out and even if you are, you know, do face some setbacks and it does take longer than you expect the first time. It's just more just an encouraging thing that it's absolutely worthwhile and it has benefits that aren't always right in front of us.
Absolutely. It's you can relate those everyday experiences to like what happened with you or what I've been doing to our own personal journey and our own personal growth. And it really is no different. Like, there's many times in, you know, on my journey that I've thought, oh my God, I've learned nothing. And now I feel like I'm right back where I started from. And of course that wasn't the case. It's just what it felt like at the time because I was going through something. But it always gave me, those stops and starts always gave me the opportunity to learn more, to grow deeper, and to really come from that loving place that I want to come from. And without the experiences to show me the way, you know, I don't think that I would be where I am today. And so it's so valuable to look at, to not necessarily look at those kind of things that we think are holding us back, but to look at them as a step forward, because I think that's more what they are, even though they don't seem like it at the time, because of what we gain from it and what we learn from it. And you know, it's just so important to have a different perspective of it than just, oh, here's something else that's happening to me. It's happening for us so that we can learn and grow. And like you said, we wouldn't be, we'd be living the same life that we saw our parents live or that we experienced when we were children if we weren't open to the lessons and the experiences that show us how to look for a different way to do things.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's the big picture of like this conversation, this topic is that even though like there can be a frustration in the moment and you know there can be some complaining in the moment and like, oh my goodness, this is so tedious. I'm just getting frustrated by trying to step out of my comfort. That there's a bigger picture always at play, that whenever we have these frustrations or whenever we have this gap, you know, between where we are and where we want to be. You know, it is such a great place for growth, and that it's almost, it's like always worth it, you know, to go through it and to go through a new experience and to expand ourselves. You know, sometimes, and I think an offshoot of the main point too is that, you know, in talking with lots of people, you know, because of this forum that we have with the show and our websites and the type of people that, you know, we put ourselves out there and sometimes you get conversations that are really open and honest. But also I can look at it in my life and realize the times in my life where, you know, it's doing what you want to do, like being of the creative mindset, you know, of wanting to create a life, create an experience that you want to experience moving forward. And sometimes while we're honoring what it is that we want from our heart and what it is that we want to create for ourselves, sometimes we will misstep in that. And to really, you know, foster it, almost kind of be a parent for ourselves and being like, that's okay. It's okay to misstep. You know, it's okay to fail in this short term. You know, it's okay if this ends up being a failure because, you know, failure is just a step in the process of becoming bigger, of becoming more expansive, you know, of knowing yourself. You know, if and I feel like so many times I get into conversations, not only with myself, with my own self-talk, but with other people where, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want to step out of my comfort zone. I don't want to change my circumstance. I don't want to give up what's good for what might be great, or I don't want to give up what, you know, I used to want and I have right now, but I'm thinking that I might want some new experiences or new interactions with people, but I don't really want to go for it. Because what I have is okay, and I think it's just an overall encouraging that, you know, the trials and the tribulations and the difficulties, you know, so long as we're coming and changing our circumstances in a loving, receptive and honoring way, that it almost always works out in our favor for our life story, our life progression, how we view our experience of being given this great gift of life to be able to create whatever it is that we wish to create for ourselves.
Yeah, I think our failures or our missteps are probably better teachers than to just sail along life and, you know, smoothly and never step out of our comfort zone. And I think when we do step out of our comfort zone and we have that misstep, that's just, you know, telling us that we are going in the right direction because of all the learning that we can get from the misstep. It's so valuable. It's far more valuable than just staying stagnant in one place and going with what you're comfortable with. Step over that threshold and really go for it and see what it brings you. And don't be worried if it brings you a misstep or a failure in the beginning. Just, you know, if you persevere and if you keep going and if you use it to your advantage, then it can bring you something amazing, you know, in the end. I think they have great value.
Mm-hmm. And not only do you learn about, like, how to sell, how to create and make meditation CDs and sell them on a website, or how to, you know, have properly set up a business or how to, you know, go further in relationship than you've ever been before. Not only do you learn those specific tools by going out and stepping out and perhaps making missteps along the way, I think once we all stop and we all ask ourselves, you know, what we want from this experience of life is, you know, it seems to be ubiquitous. A baseline answer is that, you know, we want to find out who we really are. You know, it seems to be the constant refrain of like, well, why do any of all this? And it's like, well, I want to find out. I want to get in touch with. I want to understand who I am. You know, who I am in this life. You know, it's the soul searching. It's, you know, all these words around it are all pointing to the same thing, and through, you know, these missteps or expanding yourself in areas that it was, you know, dangerous, you know, mentally dangerous to do, we do end up finding out about ourselves. You know, it's not always because you can run fast and you got silver in the, you know, in the regional track meet that you learn about yourself. You know, it's that, you know, forget the track meet. It's how you did, you know, in a situation with a coworker, or it's how you overcame an impasse with a child. You know, it was how you overcame, you know, not talking to a relative for 2 years. You know, these are the areas that you actually learn about yourself. And of course, it all took hardship and all took a little bit of failure and all these other areas that perhaps, you know, we weren't always as naturally inclined to succeed in. It's not always the successes, you know, as you said, and as so many have said, you know, it's in our failures that we find out who we are. And it's contrasting ourselves and the areas that we succeed in and some of the areas where we've failed in, is that it really does help to provide this contrast and contextualize who it is that we are and who it is. Like, it's almost like meeting yourself. It's almost like getting to know yourself as you go about and live your life. You know, the only life that we understand that we have or have any memories of, and the one that we're taking with us and moving forward, and how not only can we be more confident to take this conversation in full circles about how to do specific things because we stepped out and learned on our own, but also, you know, learning, you know, what it is that we are and how better we can face the future and face future situations in a more loving, compassionate, in a way that's more in line with the person that we are as we progress through the rest of our lives. And I think that does a lot to satisfy this yearning inside of ourselves to know ourselves, to understand our soul, to understand what it is to be alive in a human form on this rock that flies through outer space. It's all just as beautiful process towards self-actualization. And I think these little things, like going through little hardships, like having my car towed in Toronto, you know, while in the moment I wouldn't want that to happen, I look back on it and am able to understand how wonderful of a life it's been and how far I've come and how much progress and growth I've made in my own life. And that feels really good, and it feels really good really deeply.
Yeah. You know what? You said it perfectly. I don't even have anything to add to that. I mean, it was just, it was perfect. And I agree with all of it.
You know, I was going to say, I apologize, I was a little bit of a chatty Cathy, and then before I wanted to say that, it kind of pokes out in my mind, you know, there's no really word for that for a boy, right? Like girls will sometimes, like, I apologize for being a chatty Cathy, and that's, you know, I did a lot of talking in this show, but like, then it starts to bring up these gender issues in my head. It's like, oh my goodness, there's no word for that for a man. You know, you never hear about being a chatty Charlie or a talkative, I don't know, some man's name that starts with T, and then that also brings up a whole bunch of ideas about how we socialize genders in society. But
well, there you go.
The whole reason I'm going to apologize for it, because I was going to introduce and ask you to do the meditation, but I might have brought up a whole other month load of show topics.
Just shows how confident and how comfortable you are in your masculinity that you could call yourself a chatty Cathy.
There it is. That's right. That's right. I was definitely that over the past half hour. I'll shut up.
It was fine. It was just fun.
Well, I would love it. Maybe nobody could use it more than me, the meditation from you to finish our show.
Absolutely. Let's close our eyes and take a deep breath. And as you breathe, take yourself to that place that you create for yourself where you feel safe and comfortable, protected, loved, and at peace. This could be what you would call your comfort zone. It feels safe. It feels comfortable. And you could stay here probably forever. But if there's any part of you that wants to grow, to become a better version of yourself, to tap into that loving presence that is who you truly are, and you live your life from that perspective, then cross that threshold into the place of feeling uncomfortable. Because sometimes, in order to move and grow and better ourselves, to reach down and touch that loving presence, we need to cross the threshold into the uncomfortable feelings that may be in the way. As you stand in this place, picture a threshold, picture a door. And behind that door is new possibilities, personal growth, and a chance to find peace and love. Open the door and cross the threshold. And stand in this new place. And see how quickly it becomes safe and comfortable, protected. How you feel loved and at peace. And how a sense of gratitude and contentment sweeps over you. Just in the knowing that you have made that step into something new and exciting and different. And when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes and bring yourself back to the world.
I love that you always bring up the imagery of the threshold. It's it conjures so much emotion inside. And I think, you know, with repeated offerings of the idea of the threshold and of stepping through it and of being safe on the other side, I think it does a lot for our courage through life. So thank you, Bettina.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been a real pleasure. And we'll see you all again next week.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on The Soul Connection. Eric Cerrone is a spiritual thinker, listener, and coach. To find out more about Eric, you can go to intelligentoasis.com. Bettina Goodwin is the creator of The Wise Man's Way. The Wise Man's Way, heart-centered living for the modern urban man. For information on products and services, including workshops, group meetings, and one-on-one counseling, please go to thewisemansway.ca. And for more information on living an authentic life, to learn more about Bettina's offerings as a spiritual counselor and Reiki master, please visit thesoulconnection.ca. Thank you for tuning in to The Soul Connection.